All right,
Dave, we're ready to go in here.
You're on.
Okay, and we are underway here for the championship game. This is the Ladies of King Cove squaring off against the new Stewie Hawk Lady Eagles, and this is a repeat of last night's game. King Cove came out on top, but we'll see what new Stew has planned. Tip-off goes in favor of King Cove. Cameron Samuelson drives into the lane and gets fouled on the way to the basket. Shot went off. Are they going to count it? Yeah, I think they're going to an and-one opportunity.
Yep.
No. They're resetting, going down for the throw-in on the baseline.
Lisa Gust almost had a steal there coming up behind her.
Oh, and drains it. Peyton Kuzak and gets back those 2 points from a long shot about 15 feet out. Good for two. And here comes Newstu, number 15 with the ball. That's Roberta Christopher. She'll hold up and pass it further down the perimeter. Number 24 takes a shot, Daria Gust. Oh, and good long distance two. Count the basket. Oh, that's a three. They're going to call that three-pointer. So the score now three for Newstu Hawk, two for Newstu, or two for King Cove. Here's the ball in the hands of King Cove now. Moving all around. Here's Chanel Newman with it. She pulls up her dribble, gets it to Kaylee Calver, who will find Peyton Kuzak near the half-court line. 7 minutes to go here in the first. Shot by Kaylee up three. Drains it. Beautiful shot by Kaylee Calver. That makes the score now five for King Cove. Here comes number two, Risa Gust, with the ball. She's going to pass it over to 24, Daria Gust. Now to Roberta. Roberta near the half-court line is being tightly guarded by Kaylee Calver. King Cove setting up in what looks like a 2-3 zone. Yep, here's Roberta with the ball. She's at the perimeter. Takes it over. Pass over to 24, Daria. Intercepted there by Cameron Samuelson. Good defense there by King Cove. Peyton's going to take the ball over for King Cove. Here comes the rookies. Pass down the perimeter. Oh, to the bottom post. Kiana wide open. Oh, just high off the glass. Doesn't go in, but Cameron gets a rebound. Her shot doesn't go down, but the putback. Oh, Kaylee with a third putback, and that one bounces around the rim. Doesn't make it way into the hole.
Just not make it into the hoop.
They'll get there, though. Keep the effort going. The shot up. Oh, drained it. And that's a long distance two, I believe they're calling that. Or is that 3 point? Yep, three. 3 points for new Stewie Hawk, making this a 5-5 game. Oh, Peyton drives fast into the lane, bounces it over to Kiana, to Kaylee. Kaylee for a long shot for two, doesn't go in. Rebound, Chanel Newman. Newman with the ball. Oh!
Almost stolen.
Risa Gust with a good defensive put out there, almost stealing the ball. The King Cove maintains control in the hands of Peyton Kuzakin.
King Cove's going to slow it down a little bit, work it into the paint.
She drives into the paint, but dishes it back out to Kaylee. Now right into the paint. Nice turn by Cameron. Puts at the hook. Doesn't go in. Going to go out of bounds. Last touch by King Cove. Substitution on the floor. Chanel Mack will come in and replace number 10, Kiana Utek. Kiana's been a big factor for King Cove here. Now, it's only a freshman. I think we're going to see great things from her in the near future. Here's number 23. That's Andrew. April Andrew in the game. Ball goes round to Kara Andrew. Now a long shot can be taken by number 24, Daria Gust. Doesn't go in, but the rebound goes to Roberta. She puts up the putback, and it's good. And that gives Newstu the lead, 7-5.
Yeah, this is a tight game right here.
Yeah, tight game. King Cove made easy work of Newstu last night, but it looks like they're not going to give up without a fight here in this championship match. Here's Chanel. She's got a shot for three. Oh, nothing but net. Beautiful.
That's what put King Cove up last night.
Okay, so that was the X factor, was the three-point shot?
Yes.
So here comes New Stew. They're going to bring it up. Hands in, and a reach-in foul there by Kaylee Calver. That's going to be a throw-in for New Stew Hawk. And they're going to the baseline. 15 will take it for New Stew, Roberta Christopher. 4:30 on the clock for the first quarter. The score is 8 for King Cove, 7 for New Stew Hawk. Here's Newstu with the ball. Daria Gust drives into the paint. She's met by Kaylee Calver. Pulls out, passes down to the baseline. Roberta runs into Kaylee as well, so she'll pull back and find Kara Andrew. Shot taken from the three-point line. Doesn't go in. Rebound by Chantel Mack. Here comes Peyton Kuzak with a fast transition. Ooh. She gets past all the defenders. Bounces into Cameron. Beautiful off the glass. Great feed there to Cameron Samuelson.
Got past the defense before they could set it up.
Yeah, fast legs there by Peyton. Here's, and almost a steal. Going to call that a timeout? or a reach-in. I believe a timeout being called by New Stewie Hawk. Yeah, Risa Guts had pulled up her dribble there and almost stolen, but she was looking to the bench for, I believe she's expecting the timeout to be called.
Yeah. I think Coach yelled at her to call the timeout, and then Coach called it.
Yep, so 10-7 is the score right now in favor of King Cove. 3:55 here to go in the first quarter. And so a tight game. New Stewie Hawk wants that victory. They fought really hard against King Cove, but Edwin was just telling me that the three-point factor really made a big difference. Who was lighting it up last night? I was actually not present for that game.
Last night was Chanel Newman. She was making lots of threes.
Okay, so we'll see if Chanel can keep the hot hands going for this game. Teams are about to break out of the timeout. King Cove gets on the floor first, and there's the break from New Stew. Throwing on the sideline for New Stewie Hawk, Roberta Christopher will take it over to Risa Gus. Here's Risa back to Christopher at the perimeter on the right-hand side.
King Cove set back up in that man-to-man zone we were talking about yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of an interesting little because it's near man-to-man, but there's definitely a little bit of a zone factor down the bottom post. Ball being moved around by New Stew back into the hands of Christopher. Long pass over to Gust. There he goes. And as she drives in, Peyton knows she got that foul. She put in a reach in there. A little bit of a contact foul, really.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of trying to come in. And sometimes you don't see it it coming. All right. So throwing underneath their own basket for New Stewie Hawk. Here's Christopher with the ball. She finds Daria Gust, and she puts up a basket for two. Nice shot midway to the three-point line, about 10 feet out.
Yep.
Here comes Peyton moving fast. Oh, she has wide open Cameron Samuelson.
Yep.
Playing the zone defense a little bit too high, left the bottom post wide open.
Defense went up to help up top and left offense wide open down low.
Yeah, you got to watch out for that because Cameron Samuelson, if she gets that nice shot down from the bottom post, she's not going to miss it. Long shot by Daria doesn't go in. Rebound King Cove, and Peyton Kazakin's going to carry it up quickly for King Cove. She finds Chanel breaking to the basket, but Risa Gust did a good job being a body in the way of her in the basket. Sean Kell, nice turn and off the glass.
That was a nice shot.
Fast release. She just got the ball, turned quick, and just put it up. It counts when it's off the glass.
Yep.
King Cove coming up 14-9 now, trying to expand the lead. Big long shot for three by April Andrew. Doesn't go in. Sean Kell gets the rebound for King Cove. Here's Peyton Kuzak, and again, trying to catch the defense off. She does a good job moving quickly on the transition, but her pass gets thrown away. Intended recipient was Sean Kell Mack, but it was tipped away by April Andrew, picked up by Kara Andrew. And now Risa Gust will move it over, pulling up her dribble. And a handoff to Kara. Kara was a big factor in the game against Sandpoint. Been kind of quiet so far in the first quarter. Here's Daria. She takes it high off the glass. Beautiful shot.
That was an almost block shot, but she got it off.
Just in time.
Yeah,
and there was a weird trajectory, but she knew where she was putting it. She was about 10 feet out. And it's kind of a layup from a long-distance layup.
Yeah.
So here's the score, 11-14 in favor of King Cove. And ball's going to be tipped out defensively. I think
Daria Gust tipped it out.
Daria Gust tipped it out, so throw in for King Cove in their own territory. Peyton's got it. She's going to drive to the left. She's met by defenders. Leaves Chanel and Newman wide open for three. There it is. There's those 3 points from Chanel you're talking about. And the defender came over to double-team Peyton, and that left Chanel wide open on the baseline. 15, Roberta's got the ball now. Roberta Christopher will slow down the pace just a little bit. We've got 90 seconds to go on the clock for the first quarter.
Score 17-11 in favor of
King Cove. And there was a great pass down to the bottom post. April Andrew is wide open. She turned around, put the shot high off the glass. Rebounds fought for. I think we're going to have a jump ball called there.
No, I think that was a foul on number 50, Chantel Mack.
So there's Kara Andrews trying to drive in the lane, but she has too many defenders around her. She's able to get a pass off, though. That shot doesn't go in. Oh, but the rebound and putback is good. 2 points for New Stewie Hawk with just over 1 minute to go. Here's Peyton Kuzakin moving with the ball quickly over the half-court line. She drives again into the paint. We'll dish out to...
Foul number 24, Daria Gust.
Right when Peyton releases the pass, she just reaches in there and forces the contact.
Sap on the hand.
Substitution as Mary Lee Yatchmaniff will come in for Sean Kelmack. And here's Peyton Kuzakin with the ball. Under 1 minute to go here in the first quarter. Pass down to the bottom post. Kaylee Calver puts a nice little shot off the glass, doesn't go down. Cameron with the board, that one doesn't go back, but she'll get a shooting foul there. April Andrew slaps her wrist as she goes up for that putback.
He showed her back trying to block and got some hand.
Yeah, so that will send Cameron to the line here. And so far, it's been a pretty good game. You know, it feels like that first one by Cameron. Oh, bounces all around, almost went down, doesn't quite make it in. But it feels like New Suyahawk is on the edge of swinging momentum.
Yeah, they are definitely getting the groove in.
Yeah, and it doesn't feel like they're ever far off from turning this game around. 17-13, though, with 45 seconds left to go. A little laugh there from Risa Guts as she accidentally pulls up her dribble too soon. She's able to find a pass over to Roberta Christopher, though. Christopher takes it, finds wide-open Daria on the on the left-hand side of the perimeter. Ball over to Kara Andrew. Good ball handling from Kara. She finds Risa Guts. Nice feed down to the bottom post. April Andrew turns, puts up a shot. Does it go in?
Foul number 24, Daria Gust.
Reach in there. Yeah. She was trying to steal the ball out of the hands of Cameron Samuelson. And that will be, I believe, the second foul. Yep, second foul for Daria Gust already in the first quarter. Daria's been acting. She's been probably the lead scorer for New Stu in this quarter so far, too.
Well, she's doing pretty good defensively.
All right, Mary Lee's got the ball for King Cove. She's moving all around. They're burning down the clock. 9 seconds left. Peyton's got the ball now. She's being tightly guarded by Roberta Christopher. And, I don't know if they're going to call that blocking on Risa, as she was trying to get past the screen and kind of runs into one of the King Cove players.
Yeah.
4 seconds on the clock. We're going to have a throw in here. Chanel passes into Mary Lee. She's got to turn and get that shot off fast. Here's Chanel with the ball. She takes the shot from three. Oh, no. She misses her opportunity. She had right at the buzzer. She had a good look, but she passed to Peyton Kuzak and didn't realize how close the clock was. So good effort there from both these teams. It's a tight game, 17-13 in favor of King Cove. Mm-hmm. But, man, like we were saying, it just feels like New Suyahawk could easily turn the tide.
Yeah.
Never been far off. We're going to say a quick thank you to our sponsors right now. I want to say thank you to Lake Clark Air for their sponsorship of this program, Copper Whale Inn in downtown Anchorage, the Schumigan Corporation in Sandpoint, the King Cove Corporation in King Cove. Surprise there. Telecommunications all over Alaska, Wasatch Electronics, Peninsula Airways, Grant Aviation, and that happy-go-lucky guy on the Red Hunter. Thank you so much for making these broadcasts possible. I'm here in the booth. This is Austin Roof with KSDP Radio, and I'm with Edmund Cumberledge. How are you doing, Edmund?
Doing good today.
So, you've enjoyed this tournament?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely been some fun games to watch.
Yeah, and you know what? You got to give it to Sandpoint for putting on an awesome tournament.
Yes.
I heard lots of compliments from everybody about how this is just a really well-done tournament. Everyone, all the teams that were here were just saying Sandpoint did a great job providing food and fun. And tonight's the dance, right?
Yep, tonight's the dance for ninth grade and up. All the teams are invited.
9th through 12th grade? And sadly, I believe New Suyahawk won't be present for this dance since these games are now being shown early because New Suyahawk couldn't get their Sunday flight. Here's King Cove with the ball. They feed it down to Cameron Samuelson, and she'll quickly get it back outside the perimeter. Peyton Kuzak with the ball. She takes it to Chanel. Newman drives into the lane, dishes it out to Cameron. Cameron on the right-hand side of the perimeter will find Peyton Kuzak. We're just on our way. Oh, and there's Kaylee Calver. She's going to drive in the lane. Nice. Off the glass. Oh, just misses the layup. Put back by Cameron doesn't go in, but Kaylee's second shot doesn't go down either. What a great move into the lane by Kaylee.
That was definitely nice.
Felt like a robbery, to be honest. Travel going to be called there. A little bit, probably left her feet a little bit. Daria Gus, as she was faking the shot, a little too much of a fake.
Yeah.
Full court man-to-man being played now by New Suyahawk, trying to turn over the momentum a little bit. This is probably what it's going to take. That's a good adjustment by the coach for New Stu. Cameron Samuelson with a shot from about 7 feet out drains it. And I think that was, we were talking about with the momentum shifting, a man-to-man full court pressure can really make that happen.
Yeah, it definitely puts a lot of pressure onto the offense, making them work.
Oh, we're going to have a reach-in foul there on Kaylee Calver. She was trying to poke it out of the hands of April Andrew. Almost got away with it, but Raynell was right there to call. Plenty of seats available for this game. Come on down if you want to see this championship competition between New Stu and King Cove. And tonight we'll have games at 6:30. The girls for Sandpoint will play against Port Allsworth, and then we'll have the boys play. There's a shot near the three-point territory. Daria Gust off the rim, doesn't go in. Rebound by King Cove. 19-13 in favor of King Cove here. The rookies with possession. Payton pulls up her dribble and passes off to Mary Lee Yachmaneff. Yachmaneff to Chanel, who's being tightly guarded by Risa Gus. She breaks over, takes a shot from three, doesn't go in.
Just off the rim.
Yeah, just off the rim. Rebound by Chanel Newman. They find it over to Payton Kazakin, who's near the half court. Oh, she drives into the paint and dishes over to the left to Kaylee. Back to Chanel. Wide open, Mary Lee takes a shot. Off the back iron. This time the rebound goes to New Stewie Hawk. And here's Risa Gus moving quickly down the sideline. She pulls back, though, as she's met by Payton Kazakin. A feed down to the baseline gets stolen by King Cove. Here comes the rookies moving fast. Chanel Newman's breaking into the basket. Nice underhanded layup.
Yep, that was an easy shot.
Yeah, well played there. And this full court pressure is not seeming to phase King Cove as they are starting to expand their lead. The score 21-13 now as we begin the second quarter. Yeah. And that's a timeout being called by New Stew. I think that Lisa Andrews, who's a great coach for the New Stew Hockey Eagles, calling her team and maybe rethinking. Not the full court press. Full court press has been a problem. But defensively, King Cove is doing a better job getting the offensive rebounds, getting multiple chances at the bucket. You know, and that's something that you got to watch out on.
Yeah, definitely. This is definitely a fast-paced, low-scoring game.
Yeah, great shout-out to Payton Kuzakin, who's doing a wonderful job on the transition. She's moving really fast. It's all that cross-country training and volleyball training there.
Yep.
Doing a good job. She's able to move quickly down, catching the defense off guard, and that sets up King Cove for great opportunities offensively. Under 6 to go in the first half. Here comes the two teams breaking out. 21-13.
New Stewie Hawk possession.
All right. New Stewie will take it in. Here is Risa Gus with the ball. She takes it across the half-court line. Pass now to Roberta Christopher. Christopher will pull up and hold it at the perimeter. April Andrews is going to drive the baseline, but she's got Chantel Mack all over her.
Tipped off by number 33.
Cameron Samuelson doing a good job defensively for King Cove. And so a throw-in on the sideline for New Stew. Christopher with the ball now. She's going to take a shot. Now she takes it from 3 points. Going to be a little bit off the left, off the inside of the rim, but Kara Andrews with a great rebound and turnaround. Her shot goes off just a little bit too quickly and a little too low, so she almost got her rebound, but instead tips it off the baseline. Want to take a quick...
Oh, it became a jump ball. Coach Ref Poe couldn't see who was off.
Okay, so possession goes to New Stew. And Emily Brandle in for the rookies right now. Here's a shot by April Andrew for three off the back iron. Rebound's going to be highly contested. Goes to New Stew. April Andrew lined up perfectly on the key. Her third three-point shot doesn't go in, and Chantel Mack going to get the board and fouled as she begins to break away.
Yep, that was a reach and foul on number two.
Yep, Risa Gustin. Not the foul you want to see your team making. You know, you had plenty of time with Chantel with the ball to get back and set your defense up. Here's Payton moving in quickly now. She'll feed it out to the perimeter, and a long shot for three by Chantel. It goes all the way around, inside, and back out. Rebound by New Stew. And here's Risa moving quickly with the ball. Oh, no, Roberta Christopher with the ball. She'll pull up her dribble, though. Look for a little help. Gets it over to Risa. Feeding down the perimeter. Here's Kara. Back to Andrews for three. April's nice line, but a little bit off. Saved by Chantel. Oh, and here's a fast-breaking Payton Kazak on the left-hand side. She'll come up, stop. Good jump stop there, and just slightly touches it over the rim.
Mm-hmm.
That was good composure by Payton, because she had, I believe it was Risa, coming on her really fast.
Yeah.
And so it seems to be the strategy is for April Andrew to take as many three-point shots as she wants, because that's probably got to be the sixth one that we've seen here in the last minute.
Yeah, they're definitely trying to get as many points as they can.
Yeah, trying to close the gap here. Isn't really working out for New Stewie Hawk. Ball in favor of Emily Brandle now. She's going to take a shot. Oh! And that was a little bit to the right.
Yeah, she just stepped on the line leading into a two-pointer.
Yep, a long two for Emily Brandle, making the score 25-13. Kara Andrews with the ball now. She was setting up more plays that when we saw her against Sandpoint. Today she's been mostly quiet, mostly Risa Gus controlling the ball. Here's Daria for three. Oh, just off the front of the rim. Kara gets the board. They're going to call that a foul against Payton. Kara had a strong possession of the ball, and Kara rips it out and calling a reach-in foul against Payton Kazakin. throw-in for New Seahawk. That's his second foul against Peyton. Under four to go here. Kara, high off the glass, bounces off the rim. Oh, a rebound by Cameron Samuelson. Roberta Christopher, trying to get to the ball as quickly as she could, is going to put contact against Cameron. And so there's a foul. And I think that's going to be 1-1 now.
Oh, yep.
Yep, King Cove's in bonus. A little bit of, yep, seven fouls. That'll put King Cove in a bonus opportunity now. And Cameron will go to the line for 1-1. 3:44 to go here in the first half.
Yeah, looks like New Stu is getting a little frustrated.
Yeah, you can definitely sense it. They see that they're close, but they just can't get it. That shot by Cameron doesn't go down. Rebound by April Andrew. Roberta Christopher with the ball now. She's going to take the ball up past the half-court line. Pulls up her dribble. And looking for Risa, but Risa being tightly guarded by Mary Lee. They're able to get down to the bottom post, though, where Daria puts up a shot. Oh, high off the glass and almost goes in.
Oh, that travel. Number 33, Cameron, took a little jump before passing it.
Yeah, good job there by Cameron with the rebound. But when you're moving quickly and you want to get that fast transition, it makes for easy travels. Oh, throw in for Nusu. A high pass over to Daria. Back down to the bottom post. Christopher's got a good look at the basket. Hard off the glass, but it goes down. That makes it 15 now. 10 points separating these two teams with 3:18 to go in the first half. Here comes Shankel. She feeds Emily Brandle, but Brandle's going to pull back. Tightly guarded by Daria Gust. Back now to Chanel. Chanel on the baseline. A bounce into the free throw line where Mary Lee Yatchmanef was. Almost gets intercepted, but they're able to get it down to the bottom post. And Shankel Max is going to take it all the way underneath the basket and over to the left-hand side.
Ooh.
Oh, good tip out there.
There goes number 24, Daria Gust.
And she tries to take it up for the layup, but the defense forces a bad shot. And, blocking call going to be there against number 15. Good job by Chanel driving in and catching her off of her feet and forcing the foul, which will put her to the line for 1-1. And, yeah, not much that Roberta Christopher could do in that situation.
Nope.
Chanel just came on real fast.
Ooh, she makes her first shot.
Yep, nothing but net.
Leading to the next shot.
26 now for King Cove, and here's Chanel's second chance from the line. She drains the second one. 27 now for King Cove, 15 for New Stew, 2:45 to go. Oh, wide open, Daria Gust, and one.
Shankel just came in too fast, leading to the foul.
Yeah, good composure there by Daria. She was right where she needed to be for that nice cherry pick. A nice half-court cherry pick, we'll even call that one, because it wasn't even like one of those long bombs that you see them try to make.
Yeah.
Daria at the free throw line now. She's been the main playmaker for New Stew so far this game. That shot doesn't go in. Good rebound by Mary Lee. Oh, she loses possession or loses control of the ball and does a high pass. That's almost tipped away by Daria, by Risa. It's going to go out of bounds, though, off of the hands of Cameron Samuelson. So that's a turnover for New Stew Hawk. Good defensive pressure.
Yeah. Looks like they didn't start the clock.
Well, yeah, maybe it started now. Here's Risa Gust looking for a little help. She's got Roberta Christopher to her left. She's able to finally get it to her. That was good defense there. It was almost forcing a five-second violation. On the bottom post, April Andrews turns around, puts it up, misses the rim. And here's Shankel. She's got defenders all around her, so she's going to pull back. Yeah, Chanel Newman moving really fast. Jump ball called there. Her shot didn't go down. Cameron gets a rebound along with Risa.
With just under 2:20 to go, the score is 27-17 in favor of King Cove.
Throwing underneath their own basket for King Cove. Mary Lee's going to take a shot from deep in two-point territory. Doesn't go in. Nice little English by Cameron. I love that little, like, underneath the basket spin move. Do they do that in the NBA?
No, NBA, they just spin
just
it with
dunk
their
it.
Head. Yeah, they just dunk it.
All right, so here we go. It's going to be New Stew with the ball now, feeding in. 24 has it. That's Daria Gust. She's able to find Roberta Christopher breaking in the paint. Her shot doesn't go in. Rebound by Emily Brandle. Good, powerful bounce pass over to Chanel Newman. But she's got three defenders in front of her, so she'll pull up and wait for the rest of her team. She's wide open for two now. Off the back iron. Rebound goes to Shankel. She steps over to the right side, puts one up. It doesn't quite make the glass, so it's going to go over the rim. Rebound by New Stew. Oh, good job by Daria, but great job by Shankel. They're going to call that a contact by Chanel Newman. Shankel just gets in there, storms up posting right away, literally becomes a human wall.
Yeah, she's not letting anybody get to the basket.
Yeah, the great job defensively. Bad pass on the throw-in.
Yeah, Emily Brando intercepts the pass.
Oh, but she gets her ball thrown away. Good defensive play by Derrick. Yeah, she's got a good break, but Chanel is right there to stop her. A pass across to the other side of the post to Risa Gutz gets intercepted by Emily, who gets the ball back. She moves quickly into the lane. Off the glass, good for two.
Yeah, those are definitely easy shots to make.
Yeah, 1 minute to go here in the first half. We're at 31 for King Cove, 17 for Sand Point, or 17 for New Stewiehawk, the other Eagles. Off the hands of Marilee Yatronev, good defensive play. We got some subs coming in here. Yeah, definitely looking a little tired for New Stewiehawk, so these are some much-needed subs. We're going to have Risa Gust and April Andrews sit down, and number 21, Margie Walcott, and 32... That's Tamara Christopher. And Tamara making quick work of 2 points right there, right off the bat. 19 now for New Stew. Chanu's going to move it in. Nice feed down to Cameron. Gets it out to the long distance two for Marilee. That doesn't go in, but what a rebound by...
32, Tamara Christopher with the reaching foul.
Yeah, what a rebound by Chantel. She did a great job controlling the ball. Very tall and able to really just control possession. And that almost looked like a jump ball, really, to me.
Yeah, I did kind of look it, but Chantel ripped it away and leading to the foul.
Yep, so here we go. Chantel misses her first shot. She had 1-1 from the line. Rebound goes to Newstube, but it's quickly stolen by Chanel Newman. She gets it to Cameron. Cameron's got Marilee breaking. Oh, she didn't see her, so she gets it over to Chanel. And a travel there from Chanel. She had Marilee just breaking right into the basket. It was wide open on the bottom post.
Just cannot look up and see her.
All right, so that will be off that travel possession with 14 seconds to go in the first half for New Stew. See if they can't get one final shot off. Roberta Christopher moving the ball all the way around. She gets it to Daria Gus for a wide open three. Drains it. 22 now for New Stewiehawk. And second buzzer beater comes up short. Chanel Newman threw that one in, and there we go, the end of the first half in the championship game for the Trident Tip-Off Classic.
Yep.
King Cove is in the lead, 31, but New Stew, kind of with that last-minute three-point shot, closed the gap to 9 points.
This is definitely going to be a close game to watch.
Yeah, you know, but we were mentioning it earlier, and I thought that was really true. New Stewiehawk looking a little frustrated.
Yeah.
And that's the quickest way to lose a game.
Mm-hmm. You get a little bit too emotional and start throwing fouls and throwing up shots that shouldn't be shot.
Yeah, and the fouls were kind of heavy there in the first half for New Stew. 9 fouls to, I think, 6 for for King Cove.
9 to 6 fouls.
So we'll see how that factors in, because some of those fouls were also some very important players for New Stewiehawk.
Yeah, definitely.
So, see how it goes in here. One more shout-out to our sponsors really quickly.
Shout-out to Lake Clark Air, Copper Whale Inn in Anchorage, Shumigan Corporation in Sandpoint, King Cove Corporation in King Cove, Talaska.
All over Alaska.
Yeah. WazTech, Pan Air, Grand Aviation, and the happy guy on the fishing vessel, Red Hunter.
Yeah, thank you so much to our sponsors for making these broadcasts happen. We've got 10 on the clock, Big Wave. We're coming back to you.
Sounds good.
We'll talk to you soon, okay, boss?
You bet.
Okay. All right, so we're back here. I'm with Edmund Cumberledge, and we are live for the championship game of the Trident Tip-Off Classic. This is the ladies' championship between the New Stewiehawk Eagles and the rookies for King Cove. As we go into the second half, King Cove has been controlling the lead for pretty much 99% of the game. There was one point there where New Stew took the lead in the beginning for a minute.
Yeah.
But here comes, with the last couple minutes of that first half, New Stew actually had a three-point shot that brought them within 9 points.
Yeah.
So they've always been nipping at the heels. And it feels like if they can get the momentum starting to shift over a little bit, they will be able to maybe join in.
Yeah, they're definitely pushing it hard, trying to get the lead.
Yeah. So here we go, 8 minutes on the clock. Again, 31-22 in favor of King Cove. And possession will be in favor of New Stewiehawk. And we'll have the throw-in by number 15, Roberta Christopher. Roberta has the ball at the half-court line. She tosses it in to Risa Gust. On the floor, we got Kara Andrew, Daria Gust, and April Andrew and Reese August, as well as Roberta Christopher for New Seahawk, Kaylee Calver, Chanel Newman, Peyton Kuzakin, Shaunkel Mack, and Cameron Samuelson on the floor for King Cove.
Number 24, Daria Gush with a nice little touch in two-pointer.
Yeah, nice touch in off the post there. There's a good pass in. She was wide open, ready to go. Shaunkel Mack having a big game here for King Cove. She's got the ball. She finds Kaylee Calver, who turns around, fires off a quick shot from
that
long.
That was nice.
Long two-point shot. Good for two. Nothing but net on that one, too.
Yeah.
Just went right over the rim. Reese August going to bring the ball back for Nusstu. She pulls up a long cross-court pass to Daria. Oh, 3 points for Daria August. And we're seeing Nusstu with some fresh life here, trying to turn things around. 6 points between the two teams now, and King Cove going to slow things down and set up a good opportunity here for them to try to keep their lead at a good distance. Peyton Kuzakin with the ball. She's near the baseline on the left-hand side. Feeds out to Kaylee. Kaylee for a long three. Doesn't go in. Rebound's going to be tipped off the hands of Cameron Samuelson. Out of bounds on the baseline. Throw in for New Seahawk. Here we come. New Seahawk with the ball. Risa moving really fast. She does a big pass to 24. Daria. Oh, almost goes in.
Did not make that one fall.
That would have been a three-point, big 3 points there. Peyton Kuzakin transitions really fast. Gets it over to Shaunkel Mack. Mack's shot does not go in. Rebound goes to New Seahawk. And looking for the fast break, but no one there. So Roberta Christopher is going to pull back and wait for her team to catch up and set up the play. Here's Daria. Left wide open for three. You can't do that off the front of the rim, or off the back of the rim, I should say. Rebound, Shaunkel Mack. And that was a dangerous situation.
Yay.
She's already made, I think, 1 3-point plus another five. Here's Chanel Newman. She's going to take her own attempt at three. That's got a good line.
Ooh.
Off the back iron, though. Just a little bit too low on the arc.
Yeah.
Good rebound by Kaylee Calver.
Yeah, number 15 tried to rebound it, but it slipped off her hand.
All right, good defensive pressure from Nusstu. Almost forced a turnover, but King Cove does a great job maintaining control. Nice lob down to the post. Oh, Kaylee Calver was cutting over to the other side of the perimeter and didn't see the pass coming, didn't anticipate it.
Yeah.
But King Cove controls the ball. Nice job giving to Shaunkel Mack right in the paint.
Yes.
Her first attempt doesn't go in, but her second putback goes down and one opportunity.
Yes.
They're doing a great job. Shaunkel just really cuts into the paint so well, gets the ball, and just turns and puts it up. 5:33 to go. Already a fair bit of time moving. It's been a quick third quarter.
Yeah. New Stu came out, new life.
Yeah, Kara Andrews gets that rebound. She'll feed it on the outlet pass to Risa. Oh, April Andrew. Oh, rejected by Kaylee Calver.
Stuff.
Yeah, big stuff.
She was not letting that ball get to the rim.
Great effort there by Kaylee. Kara Andrews looking for some help. She gets it over to Daria August. Fed around the horn now to Roberta. Roberta's way downtown, so she's going to dribble. Long pass down to the paint. Intercepted by Cameron Samuelson. Good job defensively. Almost lost. Saved by Chanel Newman, but Kara Andrews right there to pick it up. She gets it over to Roberta. Roberta with the ball near the baseline. She pulls up her dribble, bounces over to Kara. Kara crosses over, takes it to the left side. High pass to April Andrew, just tips off her fingers.
Yep, she just couldn't get high enough to get to it.
Good effort there by New Seahawk. Here comes King Cove, the rookies with the ball. 4:43 to go here in the third. Peyton Kuzakin. Oh, her pass gets tipped off the fingers of Roberta Christopher and picked up by Daria August. Now in the hands of Roberta, she gets past the defense, drives the lane, puts up the left-handed layup, doesn't go in, off the hands of her. She's trying to get the rebound, goes off her hands, out of bounds off the baseline, throw in for King Cove.
Yeah, New Stu came out a whole new team.
Yeah, really are only 6 points, now it's 8 points, 35-27 in favor of King Cove. Oh, and a pass down to the bottom post gets tipped away by Kara Andrews, so that'll be a throw in for King Cove underneath their own basket. Here's Cameron with the ball, looking for somebody. High lob to Peyton Kuzakin. She doesn't have good position, so she runs back out to the perimeter and will pass it to Kaylee Calver on the left-hand side. She drives, pulls back, hands it over to Chanel. Chanel at the top of the key, gives it over to Peyton, bounces over to the wide-open Kaylee Calver, drains it.
Yeah.
Good ball movement, had the wide-open shot. They just did a good job distracting New Seahawk to get Kaylee Calver wide open.
Had the defense on
the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, here comes Kerry Andrews. She gets over to Daria. Play and pass around. Wide open, April Andrews. She's going to drive into the lane. Dishes out to Risa. Good ball movement there. Mm. Just over the rim and good for two. Great passing by New Seahawk there.
Yeah.
Got Risa wide open for the shots they want to take. 37-29 in favor of King Cove. Here comes the rookies. Peyton Kuzakin has it. She pulls up her dribble. Oh, good bounce pass into the post where Cameron Samuelson puts up her shot. It gets deflected, though. Picked up by Chantel Mack. She's in trouble. Finds Chanel Newman. Now Peyton will drive into the lane. Kaylee Calver with the ball. She gets back to Peyton. Peyton gets down to the bottom post. Chantel puts a nice and-one hook shot. Great job by Chantel Mack. She is just owning the post in this game.
Yeah, she is definitely getting her shots to fall and drawing the fouls at the same time.
Yeah, doing a great job. And I just love that bounce pass that Peyton Kuzakin made down to the paint, because it looked like she was actually going to go for a wider angle, but she just brought it up shallow, went down to the paint where Chantel Mack was. Good passing by Peyton Kuzakin.
Yeah, Peyton Kuzakin is really getting her players the points they need.
Yeah, exactly, making plays. And there's the free throw, and it's good by Chantel Mack. And I think Peyton has really matured into a leader for the team in King Cove this year. You've seen her just really develop well. April Andrews for three. That goes off the back of the rim and a high off the backboard. Rebound goes to Cameron Samuelson. 3:02 on the clock here. 40 for King Cove, 29 for New Seahawk, and King Cove starting to lengthen their lead again. Down to Chantel Mack on the right-hand post. She works the ball down. Lots of traffic.
Ooh.
High off the glass, though. Good for two.
She's doing good.
Yeah, that was some good defense by New Seahawk, and she was still able to make it. 2-3 zone set up right now, fast by King Cove. Good job, Peyton. She's tracking with her with Risa Gus, who is doing a good job handling the ball down. Wide pass to a wide-open Daria Gus on the other side of the court. Oh, just off the back of the iron. Last touch by New Seahawk. The throw-in for King Cove on the baseline. Good job by Chantel. She's going to sit down for a few minutes and get some rest while Mary Lee Yachmanef will come in. 2:22 on the clock. Oh, nice feed, bomb post, wide open Kaylee Calver. Can't quite make it in.
Yeah, King Cove is definitely catching the defense off guard.
Yeah, Kaylee was wide open there on the bomb post. The defense is playing high. Fast transition here by Nusu. Wide open Daria Gus from three. Oh, just can't quite make it. Rebound by Kaylee, and she gets popped in the face by Roberta Christopher, who just walked away.
Yeah, they are definitely getting frustrated again.
Yeah. Well, you know, the issue is not like they're playing bad offense. Their shots just aren't going down.
No, definitely.
Yeah, we're seeing good ball movement by New Seahawk. It's a good effort by them. Peyton Kuzakin's got the ball. She's going to drive into the lane. She runs into some defense, or she pulls back. Passes the ball off to Mary Lee. Mary Lee will run the ball up to the top of the key. Back to Peyton, down to the bottom right post. Good turn and drop step by Cameron. Can't quite go in, though, but great play, right? Like you do in practice.
Yeah, that was exactly how you do in practice. Ooh.
Good steal by Chanel Newman there. Missed pass by New Seahawk. Yep. Goes into her hand. She hands it off to Peyton. Finds a wide open Kaylee for a quick release off the front rim. Good putback, though, by Cameron. Goes in for two.
Cameron and Chantel are doing great down low.
Yeah, definitely controlling it. That's been the X factor, I think, for King Cove. 44-29 with 1:14 to go in the third. Here's New Seahawk. Oh, intercepted tip-off there by Kaylee Calver. Ball saved, almost intercepted by Daria Gus, but Chanel Newman's able to get her hands back on it. Good defense, forces the turnover this time. Roberta Christopher's got Peyton coming up from behind, but she's able to maintain her composure and puts a good layup on the right-hand side for two.
Nistu is playing a full-court press, making it really hard for King Cove.
And a bad pass goes off the knees of Mary Lee, intercepted by New Seahawk. Risa drives in, puts in for two.
Yeah, they are not going down without a fight.
Yeah, and that's an 11-point game. Just when I was about to say, it almost looked like New Stu was starting to give up. Here they come with a full-court press to show that they're not out of this game yet. Pass up to Peyton Kuzakin, and she's going to hold the ball, just let the clock run down. She's got 30 seconds on the clock for the third quarter. Ball now on the other side of the perimeter. Back to Peyton.
This is an 11-point game.
Yep, 11 points, but it was much wider score just a few minutes ago. And a bad pass by Peyton goes out of bounds off the baseline. Intended receiver was Kaylee Calver, but it goes just to her right. Substitutions now. We got 32 coming in. That's Tamara Christopher.
For April Andrews.
Here comes New Stu. They've got 12 seconds to make something happen. Margie puts a shot.
Ooh.
Oh! just over the rim. Good for two. Is that going to count as a 3-point? I believe so. So it's a 10-point game now. Nice feed over to Kaylee Calver, just a second too late. She gets an off-balance shot, but it didn't leave her hands before the buzzer anyway. No. But, man, 10 points separated these two teams, and it was, I think, at the height, probably 15, 17 points between the two.
Yeah, this is definitely becoming a close game, like we were seeing yesterday.
Yeah, very close game. New Studyhawk. It seemed like they were starting to get frustrated, but instead of letting that frustration get the best of them, they came back, put a full-court press on, and unlike in the first half when the full-court press really didn't make much of a difference, this time we're definitely seeing them able to force a couple turnovers. Will it be enough is the question. King Cove has dominated this game. But
yeah, it looks like King Cove is getting a little tired.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they're 4 days into this trip. They're sleeping on the floor. I mean, it's hard to maintain the kind of excitement, even in a championship game, when you've had such a long road to get there. But great effort by the rookies. Definitely dominating this game. I see if they can't take it home, obviously. My money's with them. My heart's with them. But we'll see. New Stu doing a great job not letting it go without a fight.
Yep. With 8 minutes on the clock, the score is 44-34. King Cove in the lead.
And with possession for the next turnover. Ooh. And only three fouls for New Stu.
Yeah.
And no fouls for King Cove. So good job on King Cove controlling their foul situation very well in this game.
Mm-hmm.
And New Stu, who got into a little bit of foul trouble in the first half, has done a good job simmering down as well. Possession for King Cove. Here comes Peyton. She finds Chanel wide open for three. High arc.
Ooh.
It's
going to
go off the back rim, though. Rebound by Risa. And a foul by Mary Lee as they both went for that rebound and a little bit too much contact against Rita Gus. Only the first foul of the half, though, and we're entering the fourth quarter, so no harm, yes foul.
Nope.
Fast transition on offense, though, leaves Daria Gus wide open.
Ooh.
It's just off the back of the iron. Rebound by Mary Lee. She tries to find some help. She gets it, and Peyton Kuzakian is quickly moving up the ball. Nice bounce to a wide-open Chanel. She can't quite get to go in. Rebound by Shaunkel Mack. Her putback doesn't go down either. And it's going to go out of bounds off the hands of
number 24, Daria Gus.
Yeah, so possession for King Cove. That seems to surprise Shaunkel Mack, who laughed when she heard that.
Yeah. They're definitely having fun.
Yeah, they're having fun, which is what counts.
Yeah. Doesn't matter if you lose or win, but if you have fun, it's a good game.
That's exactly right, Edmund. Here's a throw on the sideline. Kaylee Calver throws it up to Chanel all the way around to Peyton. Her pass to the bottom post is intercepted, though, by New Studyhawk. Here's Roberta Christopher. She's able to weave past her defenders. Feeds it all the way to the other side. Good pass around. Oh, that shot must have gotten tipped, though, by Daria Gus.
Looks like Chanel got a little bit of the ball there.
Good job. Kaylee Calver drives up, though, and she powers up and puts down the shot. Doesn't quite go in. Rebound by Mary Lee, and she'll quickly get over to Chanel, which leaves Peyton wide open for a 3-point shot on the top of the key that doesn't go in off the back iron. Rebounded by New Stu. And
this half, King Cove cannot get their shots to fall.
I know. Fortunately for them, neither can New Stu. But here's a 3-point shot by Margie Walcott. Good off the baseline on the right-hand side. 3 points, and that makes this now a 7-point game. Peyton Kuzakian with the ball, almost stolen by Risa Gus, but they're able to get to the bottom post. Shaunkel Mack, and there's going to be a contact foul off Risa. She was coming to play double-team Shaunkel. She didn't stop in time. So a throw-in underneath their own basket for King Cove. And that's going to be Mary Lee's going to sit down. We're going to have Emily Brandel come in for her. Throw-in plays in action. Shaunkel gets the ball, but she can't quite control it. She gets control, puts up a shot, doesn't go in. Kaylee Calver fighting for the board. Her shot doesn't go in either. And as she fights for another rebound against Margie Walcott, we're going to have a jump ball called.
I think it is going to
King Cove. Yeah, position for King Cove. Yeah. Okay, so they're going to call that possession for New Studyhawk because King Cove had possession when they started the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here they come, moving quickly. Ball, intercepted.
Oh, by Chanel.
She maintains control. Pass up to Kaylee. She finds Peyton breaking fast to the basket, but here's Risa Gus also coming fast. Peyton slows down. Her shot goes high, but Emily Brandel's there for the rebound. Putback doesn't go in. Tips, it bounces all over the top of the rim. Rebound this time by New Stu, but there's a steal. Oh.
Over and back by Payton because Atkins had a good steal but just couldn't control it.
Yep. So here we go. Ball goes back to New Seahawk. Only 7 points between these two teams, 44-37 with six to go here in the game. This is a championship matchup. Nice feed down into the lane, and Roberta Crisford trying to power up there for a layup, and we'll get a shooting foul. I think they'll call that a shooting foul. No, they're going to say the foul happened before she was able to get a shot off. So it'll be a throw-in underneath their own basket. Oh, wide open, Risa Gust. Off the back iron, good for two. And that makes this a five-point game, ladies and gentlemen. King Cove kind of needs to step it up in gear a little bit here. They've been on a standstill offensively.
This is going to definitely become a defensive game, seeing and who could block the shot.
Oh, and there's a great steal. Speaking of defense, good call on that one, Edmund, because there's Risa for three, goes way high. And there's Roberta Crisler able to out-muscle Emily Brandl. Another three, that's high. But there's a rebound. Oh, and a foul.
Shooting foul on number 21 on Payton Kazakin.
Yeah.
Got a little bit of the arm as Lisa Gust went up for the shot.
Yep, and just like that, like we're saying, five-point game. And now here is Daria Gust at the line for a chance for two. 5:30 to go here in the game. All around the rim, doesn't quite make its way down, though. And here comes Shaunkel Mack. She's going to sit down, and Cameron Samuelson's going to come in for her. Good game by Shaunkel Mack. Good game. All right, that second one doesn't quite... Oh, it does go in.
Ooh.
Nothing but net. And now two possessions, only 4 points between the two teams, and Paul Barker for King Cove is calling a timeout.
Yep.
He's got to give a little bit of a pep up to the rookies here. Because, yeah, this is turning around really quickly.
Yeah, he's probably going to tell them and make good shots and work hard on defense.
Yeah, defensively, you know, I think that what we were talking about, how New Seahawk was never playing bad, their shots weren't going down. And here's a time where their shots are starting to sink. King Cove's kind of lagging a little bit offensively, and that allowed New Seahawk to close the deficit that they were down 10 points to only 4 points now, with plenty of time on the clock here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, 5:30 to go and 44-40. King Cove in the lead.
We'll see how this game plays out here. This is the championship game in the Trident Tip-Off Classic. And it's been a great tournament, ladies and gentlemen. There are still plenty of seats if you're getting pretty excited out there in Radio Land and want to come watch this one. But don't forget, 6:30 tonight, we will have the girls' third and fourth game matchup, which will be Port Allsworth versus Sandpoint, and then the boys will play off. That's going to be King Cove versus Sandpoint in the championship for the boys. Throwing full-court man-to-man pressure being played by Nusu, giving a lot of grief to Payton. She's able to control the ball, but, man, almost gets stolen there. And there's a tip-off to Chanel Newman. Chanel's able to get control, and, man, there you can definitely see that there's new life in Nusu here. Ball in the hands of Chanel Newman. She's going to pull back and let the clock run down a little bit.
Yeah, Coach Lisa Andrew must have gave a good pep talk during halftime.
Oh, and there's almost a steal by Nusu. Kaylee Calver puts a little hook in from the right-hand post and draws a foul from Kara Andrew. That's going to send Kaylee to the line for two, and a much-needed opportunity for King Cove to get some points on the board.
It is a two-possession lead for King Cove.
But also a two-possession opportunity for Nusu to take the lead if they get a couple threes. And it's good. Good shot by Kaylee Calver. 45 now to 40 in favor of King Cove with 5:01 to go in the game. Second shot is up. And it's going to rattle around the rim. Doesn't make it in. Rebound by Emily Brandl, though. She bounces out to the perimeter into the hands of Paige Kazakin.
They're going to slow down a little bit, try and work the time. Also trying to work it into the paint and get the lead.
Yeah, get the easy point. Here's Kaylee.
Over the back on number one, Kara Andrew.
Yeah, second foul by Kara there in a row, and that's going to be her third foul, I believe, for the game. 4:44 to go here in the fourth. Throw-in goes to Chanel. She finds Kaylee, who turns around, hooks it, doesn't go in, gets a rebound, though. Puts it up. The putback is no good either. Rebound this time by number 24, Daria Gust. And here's Daria. She's going to slow it down. Pass off to Kara. And now over to Risa Gust.
Ooh.
That's going to be a bad pass down into the post where there was three defenders guarding one Nusu Eagle. So an easy steal for King Cove.
Had good intentions, but just couldn't make it work.
No, and long three by Chanel is going to go off the back iron. Rebound's going to go to Emily Brandel, but there is Margie Walcott fighting for it. Emily's able to keep control, and the ball goes into the hands of Peyton Kazakin. Kazakin with the ball now. She's going to dribble. Oh, good feed down to Cameron. Oh, but a stuff thrown out of bounds by Kara Andrew. And good feed to the Cameron, but a really good defensive slam right there by Kara. Strong pass into Chanel Newman. Newman's going to pull up her dribble and find Cameron from the paint. Goes up just a little bit to the right. Fight for the rebound. Last touch by, I believe they're going to say, okay, last touch by Cameron Samuelson. So New Stew will have the ball now with 3:49 on the clock and 5 points separating these two teams. Here's April Andrew coming in again for Margie Walcott. And good job on by Margie Walcott. She was able to get a very important three-point shot for New Stew, which really brought new momentum. Here's another three by Kara Andrew. That's going to go just off the back of the rim. And a contact pushing foul against number two, Risa Gus, against Kaylee Calver. And we'll see if that full court man-to-man comes here again.
Yeah, that is full court man-to-man. King Cove is back in the two man-to-man zone.
Yeah, and we're seeing that full court pressure here by New Stew. See if King Cove can break past it. Here's Peyton Kuzakin. She's going to try a power pass the defense. But reaching almost steals the ball away. Good pass to Chanel Newman. She's got, trying to feed it down to the bottom right post, and it just slips away out of the hands of Cameron Samuelson. Throwing now for New Stew. Risa Gust has the ball. Pass over to Daria. Long three. Almost in. Doesn't go down. Rebound by Emily Brandel. She's moving real quick. Oh, but she'll slow down the play here and allow the rest of her team to catch up. Ball in the hands of Peyton Kuzakin, who calls out the play with 3:20 to go here. Fed all the way around to the baseline. Back to Kaylee Calvert, who's going to take a shot for three. Just off the front rim. Rebound saved by Chanel Newman. Ooh. But, man, Emily Brown just could not catch up to it. No. So it's going to go out of bounds off the sideline. Possession for New Stewie Hawk here. 3:10 to go on the clock. Risa Gust has the ball. Oh, and they're going to call timeout. 30-second timeout. Oh, full timeout being called by Lisa Andrew.
Ooh. Lisa Andrew's going to probably tell teams to work in the paint and get some good shots or throw up as many shots as they can and hope they fall.
Yeah, not since the last timeout, I don't believe there's been really any points scored, or at least there's not been a difference in the distance between the two teams. Still 5 points separating King Cove and New Stewie Hawk, 45-40 with 3:08. And time is starting to trickle away, even if it's slowly for New Stewie Hawk here. King Cove needs to just hold on, maintain their lead. Mm-hmm. They've had a really, really rough second half offensively.
Yes.
Not necessarily doing a lot of stuff wrong, just not able to get their shots to fall.
They cannot.
And so we'll see what Paul Barker, trying to pep his girls up, give them a little bit of fresh life. They need to have more energy on defense.
Yes.
I think that's one big difference there is New Stewie Hawk, with their full court pressure, has done a great job of providing them with the opportunities they need to get points on the board.
Yes, they are definitely lacking in their defenses.
So, but again, like you said, they've been here for 4 nights now.
Yeah.
Sure, they're more than ready to get home. It's been great having the King Cove teams here. We love them, but, it's nice to sleep in your own bed.
Yep, and we're going to give them a little going-away dance tonight for 9th through 12th grade.
That'll be fun.
Yep.
Oh, a pass into April Andrew. She has a lot of defenders around her. Good knockaway there by Kaylee Calver into the hands of Emily Brandel. She's got defenders all around her. She moves fast off the sidelines, tipped out of her hands, and they're going to say possession goes to New Stewie Hawk. Last touch by Emily Randall, so just under 3 to go, 45-40. And here comes King Cove moving real fast. New Stewie Hawk moving real fast. Risa Gust with it. Good fake by April Andrew. She's almost able to get past Kaylee Calver, but Kaylee recovers quickly. Fed down to the bottom post, wide open, Daria Gust. It doesn't go in. Her putback doesn't go down either. Roberta Christopher fights for the board, and it's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by her, so possession for King Cove. Here comes Peyton Kuzakin. Good pass over Chanel Newman. She's being tightly guarded, though. Tipped away by Risa Gust, but recovered by Peyton. Fed down to Kaylee Calver, who turns and hooks. Doesn't go in. Cameron fighting for that rebound. She saves it, brings it back to Chanel and back to Peyton. And I think King Cove's going to slow this down a little bit. Cameron Samuelson now in the post with the ball. feeds it over to Peyton, or to Kaylee Calvert, who gets a nice little trickle over the basket. Good for two, 47-40. That was very needed for King Cove right there.
This is making it now a three-point possession.
Yeah, three-possession game, which is just critical at this late stage. Under two to go. Oh, April Andrew was looking really good underneath the post.
Ooh.
Oh! They're going to call that three right there because that was a great shot by
Kara Andrew.
Kara Andrew off the glass at a funky angle, but it goes in. Pass down. Here's Chanel off the glass. Just misses it. Rebound goes to Cameron Samuelson. Oh, she feeds it out to Emily Brandle, but it goes over. Yeah, over and back. Good job defensively by New Studiok. 90 seconds to go here. Only 4 points separate these teams. And even though it's this tight, you're really looking at a very tired New Stu team. There is not too much, like, life down there, even though they are literally 4 points away.
Yeah. Both teams are pushing it the hardest, but both.
Oh!
Ooh, we're making it a one-possession lead for King Cove, number 15. No,
that's 15. Roberta Christopher makes this a one-point game, but there's a steal by New Stu.
Oh,
but Peyton steals it right back. 47-46 with 1:16 to go here in the game. Peyton Kuzakin feeling the pressure. She's looking for help. Somebody was on the court, and that lost Kaylee Calvert. Here's Chanel. Feeds it down to Cameron. Cameron working past April Andrew. Feeds it back out to Chanel Newman. Newman will get to Peyton with one on the clock. King Cove tries to run down the time as much as they can. This is a real tight game, ladies and gentlemen. New Stu was always nipping at their heels, and here they come. Peyton Kuzakin with the ball. And a very tired New Stu just cannot put the defensive pressure on that they need. Sean Kell fights in. High up glass, good for two.
The tension is high in the crowd today, folks.
Yep, there's excitement. And I think we're going to have a 30-second timeout being called by Lisa Andrew. And she's just got to be calling her girls in like,
yes. You
guys, this is close. You got 40 seconds on the clock. You need to get in there.
They either need to make a two and draw the foul and make the foul shot, or they need to make a three and draw a foul.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, Peyton was allowed to burn down half the time that was on the clock.
Yes.
Which she should not have been allowed to do.
Why?
Oh, because they should have put defensive pressure on her.
Oh, yeah, they definitely did not let... Yeah, they were definitely letting Peyton run it down.
Yeah, and I think that's just... They're tired.
Yeah, they are definitely tired.
You haven't seen a lot of substitutions coming in from New Stu. Haven't seen a whole lot of substitutions really coming in from King Cove either. I think Coach Barker had the wherewithal to understand that this was a much tighter game than it felt at times.
Yeah. I think he might have came into this game thinking it was going to be easier than he thought.
Yeah, but he maintained a good presence. The girls are feeling it. We have 3 points separating King Cove and New Studiok here. King Cove is in the lead, 49-46, 37 seconds on the clock, and possession is with New Stu.
Oh, this is a tight game.
And so, big pressure by King Cove now. They've got, almost stolen by Peyton Kuzakin. Over and back again, yep. Good job by Peyton forcing Risa Gus to go over and back on the half-court line. And much needed turnover.
Yeah. New Stu has to be careful. They have six fouls, one more foul, and 1-on-1 for King Cove.
Here's a two-person trap now at the half-court line, but they're able to get passed into King Cove territory. There's a little bit more life now inside of New Studiok. They understand that how close they are, but King Cove doing a good job passing the ball around. They're able to burn the clock down. 17 seconds on the clock, and there's the foul right there. Risa Gus is going to go ahead and bite the bullet and send Peyton Kuzakin to the line.
Making it in a 1-on-1 for Peyton Kuzakin.
Yep, but also an opportunity for a possession. And here comes referee Pogue to the bench. They're going to discuss something. I think, was that a foul out?
Logan was not getting the fouls, so they didn't know what it was.
Okay. Yeah, seven fouls on the board now for New Studiok. So Peyton goes for a 1-on-1 opportunity with 14 seconds on the clock. Yeah. Off the back iron. Rebound goes to Peyton. Good job by Peyton. All right, here's King Cove. They're doing a good job passing the ball around, not getting fouled. Kaylee Calvert with 3 seconds, and there they go, ladies and gentlemen. King Cove is able to hold on to the lead and win the championship game here at the Trident Tip-Off Classic. But, man, what a tight match.
Yes, both teams definitely had to work for the win.
Yeah, and, you know, New Studiok, hats off to them. They never gave up. They kept it going all the way. But congratulations to our our friends and family over in King Cove. They have won the Trident Tip-Off Classic, fighting really hard to get there and doing a great job at it. So there we go. Thank you very much for tuning into this championship game. Go ahead and keep it on KSTP. We've got lots of great programming coming your way right now. And don't forget, at 6:30, we have the matchup. It's going to be the third and fourth place game. Sandpoint Ladies playing against the Port Allsworth Lynx. And then we will also have the boys' championship game, which will be an awesome matchup between King Cove and Sandpoint at 8 o'clock tonight.
Ooh, that is going to be an exciting game.
As they would say, I believe it's going to be a barn burner. I don't know what that means, but they say that. So here we go. All right, Dave, you there?
What's the score on that game? I missed it.
49-46 in favor of King Cove.